football on Off the Ball.
If someone has a song that referenced Sheffield or Hillsborough about Liverpool crying, we'd be up in arms.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, we've a special Women's Rugby World Cup bumper preview for you today. We'll have the team news for Ireland's opening game against Japan on Sunday. We'll hear from the Ireland camp ahead of the tournament kicking off in England tonight. And Fiona Hayes gives her thoughts on Ireland's chances at this year's edition. First up, the Ireland team has been revealed for Sunday's World Cup opener against Japan in Northampton. Beavan Parsons will play her first competitive 15s game for Ireland since the 2024 Six Nations. She's been named on the wing. Joint captain Adele McMahon has been passed fit to start in the back row, while Amy Lee Costigan has been picked to start in the backs. Former England prop Elle Perry, who made her Ireland debut in the warm-up game against Canada earlier this month, is among the replacements. Head coach Scott Beaman says they want to start strong in Sunday's clash.
We acknowledge that Japan are going to be a well-drilled, well-organised, pacey, skillful team, and we've picked a team that's appropriate to get our best game out there. You notice, Fiona Tute at six, so having some line out capability across the board, we think will work well for us. Anna McGann scoring a couple of tries last weekend will come on and bring some finishing prowess to a group. So we think we've got the selection in terms of what we need out of the game. We think we've got energy and impact to come on to finish the job that gets started. We spoke, and you've spoken around sort of the starts of the last two games, and we've acknowledged that coming out of pre-season into those games that we want to get into our straps sooner in games, and if we do that, we believe that we can get momentum and we'll get the performance that we want out there.
So, here is the Ireland team in full. Niamh O'Dowd and Linda Dhu Gang will pack down either side of starting hooker Niamh Jones. Co-captain Sam Monaghan links up with Ruth Campbell in the engine room, while McMahon has Fiona Tute and number 8 Brittany Hogan for company in the back row. Evian Riley and Dana O'Brien are named at 9 and 10 respectively. It's a midfield partnership of Eve Higgins and Aoife Dalton, while joining Parsons and Costigan in the back three is fullback Stacey Flood. She's delighted to have her erstwhile Sevens teammates alongside her in the backfield.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting to have such pace. For me, I always feel like it's really nice to have someone to pass the ball to who's able to run the length of the field, because it wouldn't be my game, but obviously I know what I'm good at and what they're good at, and I think it's been so competitive and each player is getting better and how we're gelling together is getting better. We're playing off each other more, and I think coming from the days where you might only have one out-and-out pace, we actually have such out-and-out pace across the board, and I feel like it's going to stand to us so much because teams are more athletic now and teams are more powerful and strong, and I think we're right there with them, and it's really like a joy to see that even when Lee makes a break, there's someone chasing after her 100%, and she might get caught or she might not get caught because we have that pace within the squad that it's not just one fast player, it's like the whole load of them are just so fast, like.
On the bench then is the aforementioned Perry, as well as Cleena Maloney McDonald. She's the only player in the 23 to have played at a previous World Cup. Also among the forwards options are Sive McGrath, Emer Corrie-Fallon and Grace Moore, while Emily Lane, Enya Breen and Anna McGann provide the back's cover. It's 8 years since Ireland's last appearance at a World Cup, having missed out on qualification back in 2021. But Flood is relishing the opportunity to have so much focus on the team over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I feel like having eyes on women's rugby and our team is never going to be a bad thing, because we want the Irish people behind us. We want to have the support of everyone, and if that's us going out and getting a good performance or not getting the performance we want, we still want support from our country and the people back home, because our green wave isn't about whether you're doing well or whether you're doing bad. Like, there's going to be ebbs and flows in any team, and like, not everyone's going to be the best all the time. And I think it's about getting eyes on women's rugby, because this is going to be such a major pedestal for women's rugby and pinnacle of it, that I think this is going to change the game, this whole tournament. And I think it's really important to get eyes on that, and the fact that we're on the same time zone, we're 45 minute flight away. Like, if people get behind us, that's exactly what we're looking for, and if that means more eyes on us, that's exactly what we want, because the women's game is grown ample like numbers. So what's the harm in having extra eyes on it?
That game kicks off at 12 o'clock Franklin's Gardens on Sunday, so set your watch.
The John Giles era with Off the Ball has come to an emotional end.
Off the Ball wouldn't exist the way it does without the existence of John Giles.
Helped by a plethora of John's friends and family within and without football, we pay tribute to the great man in front of a selected audience.
So we are here tonight to celebrate not just the impact John has had on Off the Ball over the last 20 years or so, but really the unrivaled impact that he's had on Irish football going back 70 years.
This week in the OTB football feed, look out for the full John Giles tribute night.
If we didn't say John was the best player I've ever played with, he would tell you why he was.
Eddie, I might come to that in a minute. Yeah.
We speak to John himself about his 7 decades in football, former Leeds teammates Eddie Gray and Joe Jordan, plus tributes from Liam Brady, Brian Kerr, and many more.
As you say, it's what, 20 odds?
23 years.
20 years. Well, they did well to put up with me for 20 years.
Released in 3 parts, we'll drop the first part of the John Giles tribute night on Tuesday morning. And to mark the occasion, it will be available for free for a limited time only. The John Giles tribute, only available in your OTB football feed.
Following that game on Sunday is a meeting with Spain in a week's time before a heavyweight clash with defending champions New Zealand to round off Pool C. Former Ireland international Fiona Hayes has seen improvement from Ireland in key areas in the build-up to the tournament. She joined Owen Shahan on Wednesday Night Rugby.
Chatting today, girls, in looking at their pre-season here and watching those 2 games that they played both in Cork and Belfast, Owen, they're building nicely. Japan are a very, very well coached team, and they have been getting better and better. I think Ireland played them recently and had a big win as well, but certainly when it comes to a World Cup, an area Japan would be quite good at is, and I know the coach myself, is that breakdown. She's definitely given them a few tricks to the trade down there, so they'll be looking at trying to slow down this Irish ball. But from what I've seen, and especially against Canada in that second half, once they up the tempo, up the pace and get their clear outs and everything right, and I suppose their scrum has been going well, line out at times has gone well, they're up there with, I suppose, top 5-6 teams in the world at the minute.
Now, Ireland are without key forward Aoife Wafer for this weekend's match. It remains to be seen whether she'll be fit enough for the rest of the pool stages as she recovers from minor knee surgery. Erin King and Dorothy Wall were also ruled out of the tournament earlier this year after suffering long-term injuries. While those losses were undoubtedly blows for Ireland, Hayes feels the rest of the squad has gotten stronger over the last 6 months.
Obviously, it's a huge loss for them. And if this was 2 years ago, I would have said absolutely. But what I've seen in the programme is, you know, since they've started this programme, since they started investing in the game, the only thing is they've had such a good cohort that has played the games of all the Six Nations. So they had a good bunch that were there for the last couple of years, that back row in particular, I know Erin King came in, but she was playing sevens and just is absolutely a superb athlete. But the girls that were there were so used to playing with one another, so they always had that. They read each other really well. With the couple of injuries, I was a bit worried. I spoke about that earlier, but what I found with this squad is they're fitter. The girls that are coming through, they're well able. He's got such a big squad together that when there was injuries, you're not quite as nervous as you know, going, getting someone out of an AIL team or a local team that probably hasn't been training at that high level, but they've had such a big group together that with these injuries, and they've all trained together all summer, the talent was always been there. So yes, we've lost world class players, but I believe that the girls have the ability to step up, where I will say they have fallen short, and that's probably something psychologically they'll look at in the first two opening games, is how they've started those games. So they have been able to build and build and absolutely put in huge performances. The bench have come on and made serious impact, but they're starting really slow. So if they can sort that out, I still believe they can cope with any team, and especially that second half against Canada up in Belfast. Canada are going to challenge England for this World Cup. So I firmly believe that Ireland are there, thereabouts. Can they win it? You've got to believe they can win it. Maybe not the players they've lost is a big enough hit for them, maybe, that you're not talking about them in the same bracket, but certainly I would say they will be competing, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were able to get themselves to the semi-final.
And if you want to hear that full chat with Fiona Hayes, as well as all of our rugby coverage on demand, some really good stuff from our reporters Susanna Mullen and Megan Scully in the build-up to the World Cup, why not become a member over at offtheball.com/join. England begin their quest to become world champions when they take on the United States in the first match of the tournament tonight. The host nation are on a 27-game winning run going into the game at Sunderland's Stadium of Light. The tournament curtain raiser kicks off at 7:30. Well, here at home, there's a pair of round three clashes to look forward to in the Women's Interpro Championship this weekend. Munster can make it 3 wins from 3 ahead of finals day next week. They travel to Belfast to take on Ulster from 4:15 on Saturday. Before that, a place in the final is on offer for the winner of Connacht's hosting of Leinster at Dexcom Stadium. Leinster head coach Matt Gill spoke earlier in the week to Leinster TV and says they're not too hung up on last weekend's home defeat to Munster.
Yeah, look, the beauty of the Interpros is it's back to back to back to back. So, you know, our focus is going to be on ourselves this week, where we can improve, the areas that we identified from Saturday and previous from the previous Saturday against Ulster, areas that we weren't quite accurate in and want to become more accurate in. So we look ahead to a whole new challenge this week, heading to Connacht. We've a young squad there also, so we're looking at our combinations, different timings, playing for each other, and also our first away game with this young group.
And that first away game kicks off in Galway at 2:30 tomorrow. But that's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix, so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you next week.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.